There is a term for it.
Well, and I suppose you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out and scares you. What would you pick up and throw if you could find it?
A rock.
And afterwards you would say that you did what with it? You
threw the rock at the dog.
Would children maybe say something other than threw? Is there another word they might use, or that you might have used as a child?
Not that I recall.
Anyone ever say they chunked the rock?
No.
Now, if you go to somebody's house and she's not there, people there might say, no, she's not
here.
And talking about serving coffee, talking about putting milk in it, you say some people like it
with cream in it.
Or if they use milk instead of cream, you say they like it
with milk in it.
But others like it
with sugar in it.
Or if they don't take milk, you might say I want it
black.
Or instead of with milk, I want it with
cream. I still am not getting what right. You.
Some people like it with milk. The people who don't might say they want it with. Because the opposite of with would be
without.
So they'd like it
without cream, without milk. Get through my thick head.
These questions are awkward to answer sometimes, so I don't want to say these things before you say them.
I know what you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if someone is not going away from you, he would be coming straight
toward me.
And suppose you saw someone this morning that you hadn't seen for quite a while. You might say, well, guess what? This morning I
saw so-and-so. I hadn't seen them in a long time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a child in the community is given the same name that his father has, you say that they named the child
after.
And what do you call the animal that barks?
The dog.
And if you had a dog that you wanted to attack another dog or a person, what might you say?
Get them.
Mm-hmm. You ever say sick 'em?
Yes. That's what you'd say to, yes, you'd say that. If you'd say it to a dog that was helping you drive in some cattle, sick 'em, because they'd bite their back legs. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you call the kind of dog that is a mixture of breeds? You can't sort them out. There's so many involved. You say he's just a.
He's not a pedigreed. He's a mixture, mm-hmm. But that isn't the word you want. He's a. I can't think of the word.
Would you maybe use the term mongrel?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to think.
And sometimes people have a special term for one of these that's small and extremely noisy, always yapping around. Anything special you call it, that kind?
A pain in the neck. Well, he just barks a lot. I don't know if there was anything else special you'd call him.
Well, I guess I'm curious enough you'd use the term feist around here. Yeah, for that kind of dog.
You might.
You've heard that term?
I've heard the term. It isn't something that you...
Not extremely common.
No, I wouldn't say... No, I wouldn't say it was common at all.
Now, if a dog liked to bite...
Did you ever hear the term feisty britches?
No, I haven't heard that. What does that mean?
I don't know why it made me think. It means that you speak of a child that's trying to be too cute.
Mm-hmm.
And she's...